昨天范迪宏讲你是不是明天要讲父亲节的信息？
Yesterday James asked me, "Are you preaching about? Are you preaching a Father's Day message?"
下个星期 Elton 来。
Next week Elton will be here.
我想他要讲父亲节的信息。
I bet he will be preaching a Father's Day message.
所以与其让一个做父亲的来讲，不如让儿子讲。
So instead of letting a father preach on that subject, I think I'll let the son preach about it.
很想听听到底在儿子的心目中，这个父亲是什么样子的父亲。
I think I'd really be interested to hear what the son thinks of his father.
做父亲的永远是要学功课的。
As a father, we're always learning lessons.
我相信我们中间年轻的人会同意我这个说法。
I'm sure our young people would agree with that as well.
今天我们要继续来看提摩太前书第六章。
Today we'll continue in our study through the book of 1 Timothy, and we're in chapter 6 now.
使徒保罗，我不得不在此地讲啊，是我所最钦佩的一个传道人。
I must say that the Apostle Paul is the man that I have the greatest respect for.
保罗并不是所有基督徒都喜欢的一个传道人。
Paul is not necessarily the apostle who many Christians would follow after the most.
我听过了一些传道人，他们传道的一个目的之一就是要批评保罗。
I personally know of a few preachers whose life goal seems to have been to criticize Paul.
那么批评了保罗嘛，就抬高他自己的身份。
Well, if they can criticize Paul, of course that would elevate their own status.
我很爱保罗这个人。
But I love Paul.
并不是因为他的工作做得大。
But not because he had a great ministry.
毫无疑问的，保罗在基督教的宣教的历史上应该是首屈一指的一个功臣。
Because with respect to the spreading of the gospel, Paul is hands down one of the most influential men and the most influential figure in the history of the gospel.
但是我相信，若是保罗今天在这里的话，他也会同意我的说法，就是他的成就不是因为他自己的能力强。
But I am sure that if Paul was here today, he would agree with me that he is able to accomplish such a great work not because he has great ability.
我们工作的成就都应该要归功于我们的神。
All the accomplishments that we're able to achieve, we should all give glory and give thanks and credit to God.
因为我们的智慧、能力、机会等等都是神给我们的。
Because our ability, our knowledge, the opportunities we have, all of these things ultimately, they are all from God.
所以神不会因为一个人的这个在工作上建树大这个到处有人宣扬就觉得这是一个好的仆人。
God would not consider a person as a good servant of his just because a person has a great career, is well respected, and is being, and it receives all commendations from the society.
我想许多传道人盼望自己像 Billy Graham 那样子受人家这个欢迎。
I'm sure there will be a number of preachers that they wish that they would be as popular as Billy Graham.
但是我可以大胆地讲 ，Billy Graham 在天上将来在神的面前，不会是坐在神的右边的。
I dare say that in heaven, Billy Graham wouldn't be the greatest man and be to be seated next to the right hand of God.
因为在登山宝训里的主耶稣基督讲，他已经得到了他要想的荣耀，那我要再给他什么荣耀呢？
Because from the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was teaching, he says, well, if the man has already received all the glory and praise on earth by men, then God no longer needs to give him more honor.
保罗是从来不求名利的。
Paul never seeks after fame or reputation.
所以我不是因为他的成就而佩服他爱他。
And so it is not because of Paul's accomplishment that led me to my high regard and respect of Paul.
我爱保罗，我尊重保罗，是因为他那一颗专一爱神、爱人的内心。
I love Paul and I respect him because of the singular dedication and love he has for his Lord and for those he serves.
对保罗来讲，只要是神的工作、神的目的成就了，就是牺牲我的性命。
For Paul, so long as he is on a mission for God and he's in the service of God, he is willing to put up his life.
所以我觉得保罗的确是一个标准的一个神的仆人的一个形象。
And so I see Paul as a great example of one who claims to serve God.
现在我要读 提摩太前书第六章第一到第五节。
And so now let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 1 through 5.
凡在恶下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得上帝的名和道理被人亵渎。仆人有信道的主人，不可因为与他是弟兄就轻看他，更要加以服侍他。 因为得服事之益处的，是信道蒙爱的，你要以此教训人、劝勉人。若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大、一无所知、专好问滥、争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒纷争。 毁谤妄议，并来坏了心术，失上真理之人的尊敬，他们以敬虔为得利的门路。All
who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their masters worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. Those who have believing masters are not to show less respect for them because they are brothers. Instead, they are to serve them even better because those who benefit from their service are believers and dear to them. These are the things that you are to teach and to urge on them. If anyone teaches false doctrine and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels and words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between men of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你，是你掌管了宇宙，是你做教会的头。
Dear Lord, we thank you for you hold the universe and you are the head of the church.
求主帮助我们所有的人，那个定睛在你的身上。
Lord, help all of us so that we may fix our eyes on you.
把一切的荣耀颂赞都放在你的身上。
That we may give all glory and praises unto you.
因为只有你配得。 这样的一切,
because you are the only one who deserves and are worthy of all these.
求主借着你的话,
Lord, may you once again teach your children.
让我们都要做一个讨你喜悦的儿女,
so that we may all live as children who please you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
现在保罗写给提摩太的书信 到了第六章，应该说是这一卷书的最后的一章。
This is the letter Paul wrote to Timothy, and now we are in chapter 6, which we would say is now coming to a conclusion of the letter.
它的主题又回到当初教会最可怕的一个敌人。
And as Paul's writing, he is now going back to the subject that has been on his mind, which is to address one of the chief enemies of God's church.
因为这是保罗写信教导提摩太的一个主要的目的。
Because this is one of the primary reasons why Paul wrote to Timothy.
希望他知道怎么样子来对付当时教会的那些敌人。
To show him and to remind him how he ought to resist and fight against the enemies of the church.
那些敌人就是所谓假师傅。
These so-called enemies are the false teachers.
跟这些人破坏教会的原因。
And he explained about the reason behind the motivations behind the reasons why these men would want to destroy the church.
所以他讲完了前面的那些教训之后，他又要再回到这个很重要的这个题目来。
So after the specific teachings on the subjects that he had showed before chapter 6, he now is coming back to the same subject.
因为这件事情一直让他挂心。
Because this is the one subject that is always on his mind.
他知道提摩太还年轻。
He knows that Timothy is young.
提摩太需要更多的鼓励。
He knows that Timothy needs more encouragement.
需要更多的智慧，知道怎么样子来对付不同的人。
He needs more wisdom so that he may know how to interact and deal with all sorts of different people.
特别是那一班戴着假面具的传道人。
And especially to the group of false teachers and false preachers who are falsely involved with the church.
可是在他提到这些假师傅之前，
But before he mentions these false teachers,
他觉得还需要提到教会里面另外一个问题。
He thought that it was important to highlight another issue that we deal with in the church.
就是教会里面做工的人，他们在工作上不十分的勤劳。
That is, those who serve in the church, they are not serving diligently.
特别是当奴隶跟他的主人同样是信主的。
Especially in their interactions where the one who is employed is not diligent when they serve a fellow believer as their master.
那么在这种情形之下，这个奴隶就常常会怠工。
And because of that, what they saw often was the slave would actually be lazy.
那我们今天对奴隶不太清楚。
We don't understand the concept of slave too well today.
可是在罗马帝国的时候，奴隶是当时社会上一个很大的一个成分。
But during the time of the Roman Empire, slaves were really a very dominant part of the society.
当时罗马的社会里头，至少有20%-30%是奴隶。
During the time of Roman Empire, among their people, 20%-30% of the people were slaves.
那么当这些奴隶一看到教会是大家平等，他们都要到教会来。
And when the slaves saw that the church teaches equality among all men, then they came into the church in droves.
很快他们就信了主，接受了耶稣做他们的救主。
And they joined the church, heard the gospel, accepted the gospel, are saved, and they became Christians.
当他们做了基督徒之后，他们就跟他们的主人在一起聚会。
And because now they're Christians, they're in the church together with their masters.
那么他们就想了， 我们都是基督徒，现在我们在神的面前都是平等的，那你从现在开始你要善待我了。
And so these slaves thought to themselves, look, we're now all Christians, we're all children of God, we're all now equal, so they thought to they said to their master, you must treat me equally.
而且要开始加薪水了。
And so you need to treat me well, and the first thing you need to do is to pay me better.
要对我比从前要更加的客气了。
And you must be more respectful to me now, and more courteous.
因此上，这些工人就成为当时教会的一个问题。
And so the workers who have this type of mentality now have become a problem for the church.
当仆人不像仆人，主人不像主人的时候，你就在人的面前失去了一个见证。
When the servant no longer acts as a servant, when the master no longer acts as a master, then we actually would lose our testimony before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，为什么神拯救了我们以后，把我们留在地上？
Brothers and sisters, why is it that God would keep us still on this earth after He saved us?
为什么要在地上有这么多的教会？
Why are there so many churches today in this world?
为什么不在我们得救之后就把我们立刻接到天上去？
Why wouldn't He take us into heaven the moment after we're saved?
他要让我们在这个地上受苦。
Why does He leave us here so that we have to suffer?
今天许许多多的人不肯信耶稣，就是因为觉得，假如我信了主，还受苦的话，那我为什么要信主？
There are people today who resist the gospel who are unwilling to come to know the Lord because they said to themselves, why would I want to be a Christian and have a life of suffering?
这种人忘记了一件事情。
People who thought this way, they've forgotten something.
他的问题是为什么世界上有苦难？
And that question that should be asked is, why are there suffering in this world to begin with?
今天许多人不肯信耶稣，就是讲，假如他真正是爱人，怎么还让我吃这么多苦啊？
There are people who in this world today who ask the question, if indeed God loves me, then why would He allow me to suffer? Why are there suffering in this world if God is love?
那这些人忘记了一件事情。
Now people who have this question and have this position, they've forgotten one thing.
他应该问一问，为什么世界上有这许多的罪恶？
Because the question that should be asked first is, why are there evil and suffering in this world?
这些罪恶不是神做的。
Because these are not caused by God.
这是人犯的罪恶。
These are sins and evil committed by mankind.
神啊，人为什么要犯罪？
Why would men sin?
弟兄姊妹，人做不好的事情，不是因为这个原因，他们是有罪的。
The reason why people sin and commit evil, and create suffering.Is because there's no other reason but the fact of their sin.
当我们问一个孩子，你相信不相信你不是一个好孩子？
When you ask a child, do you believe you're a good child?
多半孩子很诚实的，他会点头。
Well, most children, if they're honest, they would nod their head.
你进一步的问他，你为什么你不是一个好孩子啊？
Oh, they would say they're not good. But if you ask them,Why do you think that you're not good?
昨天妈妈要我做一件事情我没做。
Well, my mom asked me to do something yesterday and I didn't do it.
在学校你的考试不及格。
And I flunked my test yesterday at school.
我跟我的好朋友打架。
I was fighting with my best friend.
所以对这个孩子来讲他是一个不好的孩子。
And so for that child,that he would consider himself as being a bad kid.
弟兄姊妹，这是人看人，不是神看人。
Well, brothers and sisters, this is the way that men view each other. That's not the way that God views men.
神知道你做不好的事情，不是因为你 犯了罪了。
God knows that the reason that you do bad things is not because you committed a crime.
或者说因为你犯了罪了，所以你是个不好的人。
Or to say that because you committed a sinful act, that caused you to be a bad person.
可是神的逻辑跟这个完全不同。
That is not God's logic. It is actually very different.
在从神的观点来说，所有的人都不好。
From God's perspective, men are all bad.
没有一个人可以做好人的。
Because there's not one single person who can be good on their own.
你不相信，你试试看。
If you don't believe that, you could try it.
罗马书那里讲得好，你要想做的好事，你做不出来。
Romans tells us, it describes that very clearly. The good that you want to do, you cannot do.
你不想做的坏事，你就不断的做。
But the bad things that you do not want to do, those are the things that you end up doing.
因此上，这个结论就是，不是因为你做了坏事，你被称为罪人。
And what that means is that a sinner is not called a sinner because the person committed sinful acts.
因为你本来就是个罪人，所以你就很自然的不断的犯罪。
It's because you are a sinner, therefore you can't help yourself to commit these sinful acts.
没有一个人承认，我天生就是个坏人。
Well, now no one would want to admit that I was born a sinner.
这些人，他是不了解自己的。
Well, if people do truly believe that, they don't know themselves well enough.
或者说不肯承认事实的。
Or there are those who deny the truth.
因此上，在圣经里头，神很这个坦白的讲，所有的人都是罪人。
And that is why the Bible makes it very clear that all men sin.
假如有任何的人在神的面前讲，我就不是罪人。
If there are any men who would stand before God and say, I'm not a sinner,
神说你讲这个话，你就说谎。
God would say, well, if you make that claim, then you're lying.
所以你当然是罪人。
So if you lie, well, you sinned.
那么回来问了，为什么今天的世界这么多的问题？
Well, if we come back to the question, why is it that we see so many problems in this world?
因为这个世界上的罪太多了。
That is because sin is in this world.
罪从哪来啊？
Where does sin come from?
是从罪人来。
It comes from the sinners.
罪人在哪里？
Where are the sinners?
你跟我都是罪人。
You and I, we are all sinners.
圣经说，没有一个不是罪人的。
Because the Bible says it very clearly that from God's perspective, there's not one man who is without sin.
所以你受到了罪的一种煎熬，是因为你本来就是一个罪人。
And so the reason why you have to suffer because of sin is because you're a sinner.
因此上，这个答案就是为什么世界上面有这许许多的苦难。
And that's the answer to the question, why is it that we see suffering in this world?
就是因为人都犯罪。
That is because all mankind have sinned.
天生就犯罪。
We are born as those who would sin.
要改就改不掉。
We want to change ourselves, but we can't.
许多时候不改还好一点，要想改就变成更坏。
Sometimes if we don't bother with it, we might even be better. The moment we start to try to be better, sometimes that gets worse.
因此上，我们不能够怨神，说是你为什么不啊这个爱我多一点，让我在这个世界上活得很好。
And so we cannot complain to God and criticize Him and say, why is it that you don't give me a better life so that I can enjoy the life better?
神说就是因为这个世界上所有的人都是罪人。
Well, God says the answer is because all men have sinned.
所以神他拯救了人之后，他不把人即刻带到天上去。
And that is why after God saves a person, he doesn't bring that person to heaven immediately.
他要这些罪人信了主之后，在世界上慢慢慢慢变成好人。
God wants these sinners, upon their receiving the salvation, to remain in this world so that slowly they may be changed and transformed into good people.
这个就是为什么神要拯救了人之后留人还在地上。
This is why after a person is saved, God keeps that person in this world.
圣经上讲的两个字。
This word used in the Bible.
叫做见证。
That is witness.
你从前不是个好人，现在变得规规矩矩的。
Before, you were not a good person, but now you follow all the rules.
你们有没有注意到年轻人？
Have you ever paid
听了这些话受不了？
Have you ever paid attention to the young people that and you see their reaction upon hearing these words?
所以现在要上厕所。
They don't like these words, so now they have to get up and go to the bathroom.
没有人承认自己是罪人的。
No one wants to admit that they are sinners.
但是我们没有办法否认神的话。
But we cannot deny the word of God.
我们不能不承认我们的本性里头就是罪。
We cannot ignore the fact that in the core of our soul, we sin.
神拯救了这些罪人之后，要把他们留在地上，让他们的生活能够改变。
God saves a person, then he leaves the person on earth so that when the life is changed, it can be displayed for all to see.
这样子不只是他自己可以到神那里去，所有因着他的见证而改变了生活的人也有机会。可以到神那里去。
The purpose is so that the person can go to heaven, but also that the testimony and the life that the person lives in this world may affect others in this world, so that through that person's life, others may go to heaven as well.
所以当这些仆人因为主人跟他一起信道，就在主人的面前没有礼貌怠工，这些就是不好的见证。
And so after these workers become Christians, they started to become lazy or they started to have unreasonable demands to their masters and they want to be lazy in their work, they have lost their testimony.
所以一开始在第六章第一节，保罗就告诉他，你若是在轭下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得上帝的名和道理被人亵渎。
And that is why Paul starts chapter 6 by saying, all who are under the yoke of slavery or serving others or having a master, they should consider their masters worthy of full respect so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered.
你告诉这全世界，我现在是信了耶稣了，是基督徒。
You declare to the world, now I have believed in Jesus, I am now a Christian.
然后你做的事情跟不信的人没有两样。
But the life that you live and all the things that you do, there are no different from someone who is not a Christian.
这个叫做坏见证。
That is called a bad testimony.
坏的见证就会让不信的人，我们圣经上叫做跌倒。
A bad testimony is what the Bible calls causing others to fall.
因为人家讲，这个基督徒也做这个事情，那我为什么还要信耶稣？
Because it's easy for someone else to point to this such Christian and say, look, this Christian does this, why should I be a Christian then?
因此上，对一个教会来讲，对一个个人来讲，见证是最重要的一件事情。
And so for a church,And of course, for an individual as well, that testimony is of utter importance.
这是神为什么拯救了你以后还把你留在地上的一个主要的目的。
This is one of the primary reasons why, after you have been saved, God keeps you here on earth.
所以, 在第二节里的, 仆人有信道的主人, 不可以因为与他是弟兄, 就轻看他, 更要加以的服侍他, 因为得服侍之一处的, 是信道蒙爱的, 你要以此教训人, 劝勉人。
Verse 2, Paul goes on to say, those who have believing masters are not to show less respect for them because they are brothers. Instead, they are to serve them even better because those who benefit from their service are believers and dear to them. These are the things you are to teach and to urge on them.
一个见证就是告诉世上的人，信耶稣的人。
That testimony to the entire world is, indeed, those who are Christians are different than those who are not Christians.
所以一个仆人，假如因为信了主，就对主人不恭敬，这就是没有见证。
And so a person who serves another, if you do not respect your master and do not serve them well, then you are having a bad testimony.
因为你是信主的，你又是一个仆人，你就应该更加的恭敬你的主人，更加的勤快的为你的主人工作。If
you are a believer and you serve another who is a believer, your testimony ought to be that you serve him better than anyone else who is not a Christian.
你千万不要忘记，那个你的主人，他是信道的，是蒙爱的。
Do not ever forget that your master is a fellow believer and he is dear to you.
所以我们要在日常生活里的亲爱的弟兄姊妹有好的见证。
So brothers and sisters, it is important for us to bear good testimonies in our lives.
常常有些基督徒把神的福音挂在嘴上。
Many Christians, they talk about the gospel.
觉得自己是爱神的，侍奉神的。
And they consider themselves as those who serves God and loves God.
可是弟兄姊妹们，你若是讲得好，你的生活没有见证，你的所讲的反而把些人赶走了，不要信神。
But if you talk a good talk, but your life and your testimony tells a different story, and in fact, because of how you are, you drive others out of the church and you drive others away from God.
我希望我们都能够了解见证是多么的重要。
I think that we need to ponder on that point and recognize the importance of the testimony that we bear.
所以保罗要特别的提醒提摩太在这一方面
And that is why Paul reminds Timothy that with respect to this subject, he must continue to teach on others and to urge on others.
那么从第三节开始,
Starting from verse 3, he goes back to addressing the issue of the false teachers.
第一件事情假师傅们做的就是传异教。
The first thing that false teachers do is that they teach false doctrine.
就是违背了圣经的道理，他们在传。
That is, the things that they teach are actually against the scriptures.
那么这些人所传的基本上跟主耶稣基督纯正的话语
That is to say that the teachings they teach do not agree with the sound instruction from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们从什么地方了解或者得到神的教训?
Where do we receive the teachings from God?
从圣经的话,
from the Bible.
而特别从主耶稣基督在圣经里头所讲的话,
and more specifically from the teaching that of Jesus Christ in the scriptures.
因为主耶稣基督所讲的话都是纯正的话语。
Because the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, they are sound instructions.
而且都是合乎敬虔的道理。
And they are also godly teaching.
所谓纯正的话语就是讲到圣经里头的基本的原则。
Sound instructions refer to the proper and the correct principles being taught in the scripture.
我们可以看哥罗西书第三章第十六节。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
三章十六节这里特别这么讲，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom.
哥罗西书的道理在其他的地方就是跟这个提摩太前书这里讲的是没有两样，就是纯正的话语。
The teachings in the scripture and in other passages are referring to the same thing as the sound instruction as is referenced in 1 Timothy.
每一个信主的人，他们所有的行为都应该要符合主耶稣基督所讲的道理。
Every child of God should live their lives in accordance to the teaching and instruction of the Word of God.
同时，我们所讲的话要有敬虔的道理。
And at the same time, when we teach, we must teach the godly teaching.
就是我们所讲的话，所做的事情，都是对神存着敬畏的心。
What that means is the words we speak and the lives that we live must represent the fear of God.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在他书信里头不断地强调敬虔这两个字。
Brothers and sisters, in Paul's writing, he emphasizes on the word being godly.
你的行为，你的一切都要像神的样子。
All of your behaviors, all of your conducts, all of your life, they should be like Christ.
合乎神的心意，合乎神的原则。
They should be in accordance to God's will and be in accordance to God's principles.
所以这个叫做敬虔。
That is being godly.
我们每一个人在登山宝训里的主耶稣基督也告诉我们，我们每一个人都要生活得像神那样子的完全。
In the scriptures, and of course being highlighted in the Sermon on the Mount, is that every child of God must live a life that represents the life of God.
有人说，我们人可能像神那样子的完全吗？
Well, people may ask, can we really live like God who is perfect?
当然不可能。
Of course, the answer is no.
那为什么圣经还要这样子毫无啊这个考虑的在讲你们要像神那样子的完全？
Then why is it that God demand through the scripture for his people to be perfect as he is?
神是唯一够资格对他的儿女这样子要求的。
God is the only one who has the right to demand that from his children.
我是完全的，你也应该要像我一样的完全。
Because I am perfect, so I demand from you to be as perfect as I am.
你说，我有这个本事可以像你那样子完全吗？
You said, well, God, do I have the ability to be perfect as you?
神说，当然没有。
God would say, no, of course you do not.
神说，你以为我不知道你们有这个能力吗？
God says, you think I don't know that you cannot be perfect?
问题就是，你有没有一个心要像神那样子的完美？
Now, what is at stake here is, do you have the heart and the desire to be perfect as God is perfect?
今天许多基督徒，哎呀， 做基督徒就做基督徒了，不必要求啊、那个十全十美。人可能十全十美吗？
There are people today, even Christians, who have this, who live by this model. We're not perfect. Even as Christians, we cannot be perfect. So let us not demand ourselves to be perfect.
弟兄姊妹，神对这个太清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, God knows this attitude very well.
但是神在这个约翰一书里头特别讲到，将来当你跟主耶稣基督面对面相见的时候，你就会完全像他。
Well, 1 John tells us clearly that it says that one day when we see God face to face, we will be as He is. We will be as perfect as He is.
每一个基督徒要时时刻刻有一颗向上向神那样子完美的心。
Every child of God, every Christian must have a yearning and a desire to aspire to be like God.
失败是必然的。
Failure is certain.
努力是必须的。
But that discipline and that perseverance to press forward is a must.
你不可以对神讲，神啊，你知道我不行，你何必要要求我这个样子呢？
Our attitude ought not to be saying to God, well, God, you know I can't do it, so don't be too hard on me.
神说，你有没有了解我在帮你啊？
God says, do you understand? I am helping you along.
你不能的，你以为我也不能吗？
I know you can't, but you think I can't?
因此上，每一个神的儿女都要尽心竭力地往上去奔跑。
And that is why every single child of God must press on and persevere, press on towards the goal, which is the heavenward calling in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们永远不可能达到那个完美的地步。
We can never attain perfection.
但是等到我们跟主耶稣基督面对面相见的时候，神要在我们身上行一个大神迹。
But on that day, when we see our Lord face to face, God will perform a great and wonderful miracle in our lives.
我们每一个是他儿女的人，每一个一心向往做他儿女的人都能够成为完全的。
Because every single child of God, every single believer, Christian, who have that desire and yearning and have been pressing on towards that perfection that God calls us to, we will become like Him.
事实上，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在神的面前，在天上，没有一个不是十全十美的。
Brothers and sisters, the truth is, and the fact is, that there is not a single person who is in heaven, who is in the presence of God, who is not perfect.
你若不是十全十美，你就去不了神的面前。
Because if you are not perfect, you would not be able to stand in the presence of God.
所以，事实就是，我们今天在地上，要靠着神给我的力量，给我的那种意志，让我们要越来越慢慢地像他。
So the fact is, as we live as children of God on earth, we need to live by God's grace and by His will so that we can live and become more and more like Him.
我们现在要赶快地结束。在第四节这里讲到，这些人是自高自大，可是一无所知。
Well, verse 4, he says, these people, they are conceited and they understand nothing.
这些人很大胆的常常会批评圣经。
These are people who easily and often criticize the Bible.
特别是保罗所传的神的话。
They would specially criticize the writings of Paul.
这些人是自高自大的那种态度，但是自己却一无所知。
They have a conceited and boastful and prideful attitude, but the fact is they understand nothing.
因为这些人的智慧不是从神来的。
Because the wisdom, the so-called wisdom of these people are not from God.
这些人的智慧是从撒旦来的。
The so-called wisdom they possess are from sin.
因此上这些人专好问难。
And so these people, they are interested in controversies.
换句话说专门找人家麻烦。
In other words, they like to cause trouble.
挑剔人家的行为言语。
They like to pick it, criticize and pick at other people's words and their behavior, conduct.
而且他争辩言语。
And they quarrel about words.
就是因为他的智慧是从撒旦来的。
That is a direct result of the fact that their knowledge or wisdom comes from Satan.
因为这个缘故下面就讲了从此就生出嫉妒纷争毁谤妄议。
And that is why these things will result in envy, strife, malicious talk, and evil suspicion.
嫉妒是总是觉得自己不如其他的人。
Envy comes from the attitude that we don't think we're as good as others.
人家有的我没有。
Others have what I don't.
为什么他的生活过得这么好，我没有这种生活？
Why is it that they have a better life than I do? Why can't I have that life?
他专门的去问烂。
I like to find controversies.
他专门的去争辩。
They like to argue.
我是为什么不要做个好的基督徒啊？就是因为神对不起我。
Well, let me tell you why I can't be a good Christian, because God is not good to me.
他并不比我好，你看他什么都有。
Look at that other person. Yeah, he's a better Christian, but look at him. He has everything.
那我为什么要在这里拼命做个好基督徒？
So why should I try to be a good Christian?
所以这些人的问题就是专好问难，就争辩言辞。
And that's why they are interested in controversies and they're always quarreling or they're always arguing.
总是觉得神对自己不公平。
Always thinking that God is unfair.
没有想到自己在神的面前是什么样子的一种生活。
Never once reflected upon their own lives as to how they are living before God.
对神的心意是不是敬虔？
Do they have the reverence that they ought to have before God?
对自己很宽大，对神的要求却是一点都不含糊。
They are easy on themselves, but when it comes to God, they're full of demands.
这样子就第一给人生出了嫉妒，第二就制造了纷争。
And because of that, not only are there envy, but also strife.
第三就是叫做这个毁谤。
Then what follows, thirdly, is malicious talk.
毁谤就是一种讲出来这个给人家很不自在的一种语言。
Malicious talk are words or conversation that causes others to be uncomfortable.
这个英文叫做 abusive language, 这个把这个对方讲的是丝毫没有价值。
It could be translated as abusive language as well, in that the word of the person would belittle others utterly.
这种人还有一个很大的问题，就是叫做妄议。
These type of people also have another problem is that they would have evil suspicions.
总是怀疑人家对他不好。
Always suspicious about others and always thinking others are not good to them.
他从来没有想到他自己对人家不好。
They never thought about themselves if they are good to others or not.
专门是挑剔人家对他不好。
Always criticizing and picking at how others are mistreating them.
弟兄姊妹，这些问题在教会里头有一个什么样子的后果？
Brothers and sisters, what would be the result if these things persist in the church?
嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄议都是制造人与人之间分这个分门别类的一种 情形。
Envy, strife, malicious talks, and evil suspicion, these are things that would eventually cause the segregation of groups and factions and causes problems and issues and disunity within the church.
这就是为什么本来一个很好的、很团结的、很有一致向神心的一个教会变成什么？变成四邻八落。
And this is how a church that which once was united, which was growing, which was harmonious, and if these things start to come into the church, that is how the church will break down and fall apart.
那么在这两种人之间啊，不断摩擦的还有另外的两样东西。
Well, among these type of people, there are two other things that would display that causes friction among each other.
第一他是坏了心术。
First, they have corrupt minds.
这种人不可能有好心术的。
Of course, these type of people, they cannot have a good mind.
第二，他们失丧了真理。
Secondly, they have been robbed of truth.
你看这里，讲到失丧的真理，就是原来他还知道的真理，现在他丢掉了。
To have been robbed of truth is to say that once they had the truth, but now it has been taken away from them.
而他们的生活里的有一个很突出的一种情形。
And there will also be a very unique display in the lives of these people.
他们以敬虔为得利的门路。
They will use godliness as a means to financial gain.
这些假师傅们，他们在教会里面的目的就是为了要得利。
The purpose of these false teachers to be a part of the church is so that they may have financial gains.
所以他专门对有钱的人有兴趣。
And so they're especially interested in wealthy people.
因为他们要用这个来牟利。
Because they're using godliness as a means for gain, for financial gain.
他们的手段是敬虔。
The way to do that is to be godly.
所以这个就是他们所做的一套把戏。
And so really, it's a game that they play.
用对神的敬虔为手段来这个赚钱。
So they use the form of godliness as a means to make money for themselves.
这就是为什么他们被称为假师傅。
This is why they're called false teachers.
因为他们是一个很不好的榜样。
Because in fact, they are a bad example.
而且在教会里头，这个制造了一些很不良的后果。
And they cause very severe adverse effect to the church.
在第六节开始，保罗就要讲到教会里头一些很在这个人事方面一个很大的一个问题。
From verse 6 on, Paul will highlight an issue among the people in the church, a great issue that is among the people of God.
因为这些假师傅们，他们为什么要做假师傅？他们的目的就是为了赚钱。
Because it highlights the fact that these false teachers, the reason why they're in the church is for nothing but one reason is to make money.
我们很难相信在教会里头有人为了赚钱来装假。
It is very hard for us to imagine that there would be people in the church who would have a form of godliness for the purpose of making money.
这个就是为什么保罗他对这件事情心里面十分伤痛的一个原因。
And this is one of the reasons why Paul is deeply grieved when he observed this in the church.
下一次我们就要讲到用敬虔来做得利的门路的是一个错误的一条路。
The next time we will talk about why to have financial gains by displaying godliness is wrong? Why is it wrong?
神的儿女有另外的一条路应该要去走。
Because there is another way that the children of God should take.
所以我们下一次就要谈那一条路。
So we will spend some time looking at that other way next time.
我们现在要结束，因为我们要擘饼。
We'll conclude now because we have communion service after.
主，谢谢你赐给我们这些教导。
Lord, we thank you for the teaching that you give us.
盼望我们能够领受这些教导，并且把这些都适用在我们生活里头。
May we learn from these teachings and that may we apply them in our lives.
让我们在人的面前有好的见证。
So that we will indeed have good testimonies before all men.
让你的名能够在众人的面前得到称颂。
So that your name may receive all glory before all men.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.